And when she comes back, you might get mad at her. And you said, you might say,
about what you've been doing. I got my dishes washed.
You could have helped me with the dishes and...
Well...
Instead?
No, I wouldn't say that. Because she never did... Well, I never did wash dishes.
You never have?
Oh, yes, but not while she's coming along. That's when I said I had a dishwasher.
Somebody might tell you, you better put a sweater on. It's getting...
Cool.
It's getting...
Getting cold.
How cold? It's getting rot on it.
Well, we'd say getting cold. We wouldn't say such, such.
Somebody might ask you, I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
Rather stay at home.
Rather stay at home. Oh, now, in church we pray to...
What?
In church you pray to... You pray to...
Pray for, to.
You pray for your soul and you pray to...
To pray to the Lord. Talk to Him.
Yeah, God. You pray...
God.
And, when you go to hear the... Some people might say, I go to hear the music. Boy, that music sure was...
Good.
It was more than good. It was...
Inspirational.
Beautiful. You ever say
beautiful? Beautiful. Beautiful. I reckon it could be beautiful.
Are there many things that are beautiful? Or do you use that word just, I guess...
I think you just use it in common, but music is not beautiful. It's either good, sweet, or bad. It's not beautiful. Sounds good. Love to hear it. Could be. But beauty, I imagine, describes an object. Whether it's ugly or pretty, you know. Beauty does. And you couldn't really tell whether music was beautiful or not, but you do say beautiful music.
When you were a young person, were there things that scared you at night or places you couldn't go? What did they, or did folks ever tell you tales about anything?
No. They didn't.
Well, the enemy, the opposite of God, is the what?
Devil.
Okay. And when you were young, when you were a child, would people ever tell you stories about a man with forked tail and
horn? Well, sometimes we had a book, we saw the picture. And I don't know whether that's a good thing or not. Just like I don't think it's a good thing for children, little children, to see the picture of Jesus in the crib, you know, in the trough. They remember Him as that. I'd rather just tell them about it and let them make their own, have their own ideas about it. Now that devil in that fork and all, it impressed me. When I think of the devil, I think of that. I don't think about what the devil could be. So,
you know, I guess when you think about the devil, you got to think about what you really have to do is think about him personified in everyday life.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That is.
And you know that devil, that pitchfork's not going to be standing there, but that's the way I pictured him, you know. But then I thought, well, he had to be something. The Lord said, "Get behind me." And had to be some. Had to see something. So I just put him behind me and left him.
That's good. Now, what would people call him in a story? You might call him a what? You better watch out
of the devil, old Satan, to get you.
The booger. You ever say?
Old booger.
Booger man.
Now, booger bear was. I think that's kind of like I've seen and heard people try to scare children with booger bears. But to me, a booger bear, I know. Well, I'd say a booger bear, like if I had a job to do, I'd say, oh, that's